نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمته ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا. Many, many years ago, when I probably say, I may mention how many years ago, it makes me feel old myself. Maybe about 25 years around there ago. We are, and at that time, we are students as well, but in India, at the Darul Uloom Falahi Darin. The students there, and Allah Ta'ala had blessed us, although at that time, although we were blessed with intelligence, the ability of thinking and everything else. If these windows are open, just close the windows. Just check the windows. Just check. So, that time Allah Ta'ala had blessed us with the ability to think in these ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Because this our short-sightedness and not being able to appreciate this gift and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala had blessed us with senior asatiza and ustads and very, very pious ustads whilst we were students. The likes of Hazrat Mawlana Abrar Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, who was the majazi Sohbat of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was one of the outstanding and senior Khulafa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. And after his demise, when we had his relationship and his ta'alluq with Hazrat Qadi Tayyib Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, who was the principal of Darul Uloom Dioban and also of a Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Abrar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, an extremely pious person, also very, very intelligent and extremely witty as well. He had visited our shores many times. However, then we had our Marhum Qari Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, who was an ashiq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He used to speak very little and an extremely, extremely humble person. If one would have seen him and if he wasn't introduced that this is Hazrat Qari Anis Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, then one wouldn't say that this is that person from whom Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had taken that khidmat of deen, or who's an ashiq of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In his appearance, extremely simple. In his clothing, extremely simple. And a person that was always constantly engaged in dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was either that or then at the class he was. He wouldn't go out of his room like how we normally like to take a break or take a walk, or like the other asatida sometimes after asr, between asr and maghrib, they would go for what we call tafrih, Tafriq is means to refreshen the mind and body. Some did it after Fajr, some did it after Asr. The Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali also had a ma'mul of going into the open fields, and in that whilst he used to go for this walk, he used to recite his Quran and Majid. Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali also had this habit. He also used to go out making tafriha. I remember his son, Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, As'ad Madani Rahimahullah Ta'ala, who was the president of the Jamiatul Ulama of India, and a very mujahid type of a person. Of course, he passed away now, but many, many years ago, he came here and he was in Amzinto as well. And I remember that after the Fajr Salah, Nazrat took a walk towards the Qabristan side, and for a good period of time, he kept on walking, and then from there he returned. So this tafriq and that, just for refreshing the body and mind, and especially after Asr, going into the fields, and they normally it's greenery. So looking at green things also, it improves the eyesight. So however, the ulama, our mashayikh, normally go out for these types of work. And then the Qaryani sahab, rahimahullah ta'ala, would remain stuck to his room, and that is where he used to sit. There was another ustad of mine, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar sahab, rahimahullah ta'ala, was also a Sayyid. And because of Qari sahab, rahmatullah Ali's temperament, there went many that used to come and sit with Qari sahab, rahmatullah Ali, because in his temperament and his mizaj was more yaksui. Yaksui means that he was a person that generally liked to be to himself. He wasn't a person, I cannot recall him laughing to such an extent that, you know, you could hear his voice or see his mouth open, full, laughing. Never, I can't recall having seen Hazrat Qari sahab rahimahullah ta'ala like that. Extremely pious person. And if one observed his style of walking, it was like the style of walking, or like that which is described of the walking of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in his salah, if you observed him, the humility with which he stood in his salah, and the devotion and the concentration in salah, it was something else. Allah Ta'ala had blessed us with these types of personalities. It is my weakness and misfortune that we did not take maximum from these awliya Allah and from these buzurgan-e-deen. Today now when we sit and think back that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with, then there's nothing but regret. There's absolutely nothing but regret that, Ya Allah, what time you had given us, the energy that you had given us, and not only that, the mahol and the environment that you had blessed us with, the personalities whom you had blessed us with. Allah, we didn't make use of that opportunity, we didn't make qadr of that opportunity that you had given us. Of course, now it is too late. Try how much we want to bring that period back, to bring that zamana back, to bring those days back, to bring those hours and moments back. It is nothing but regret and regret and regret. It's nothing. However, these were the types of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, who were pillars of knowledge and taqwa and everything else. It was on one occasion, I can remember, it was probably the Maghrib or Isha Salah. And we were seated in the masjid waiting for the Salah. And comes in my late Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Abrar Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he was one that was very, very meticulous about his clothing. He used to wear a much higher topi, like that which Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib, rahmatullah Ali, used to wear. Some of our akabir, they wore much higher topis. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib, rahmatullah Ali, for those of us that may have had the good fortune of seeing him, who is very famous, of course, in the Jamaat circles and a great Mufti of Pakistan. He had visited our shores many times, especially in the occasions of Ijtima. He used to come down if those of us that may have observed him may have seen that his topi used to be quite high. Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also, his topi used to be high. However, just recently Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib Dawud Barakatuh Mazia, so whilst he was seated here, he observed all the students having this five panel topis, and it was most of them had worn it a little high. There's some of our students also, they're very particular, keep on seeing them putting the topi high and making sure that this, you know, the point is there, and even sometimes you find them quite often doing that. However, so when Hazrat observed that, so there was one alim that was seated there, and he asked him to send me one hadith sharif or something that was found in some kitab, and he asked Mawlana to send it to me. So immediately he took my email address and whatever, and he posted it. And in that, what was mentioned was that regarding topi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the word that has been used there is khumasa, something to the which gives the implication that it was five-sided or five-paneled, and also tawila. Tawila means high. So from this, it has been proven that the topi is that is why our akabir, they were ashiqs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were no ordinary people. Every amal of theirs, they would see how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did that particular amal, and they followed that amal of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we may be thinking that where did this five panel topi come about from? But Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with insight. Now so many years thereafter, there's something like that is being passed around, that this is what we find in the ahadith kitab or some hadith kitab, that this is a type of topi that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam donned. Now these are our kabir, and this is what is the differentiating factor, that to make out that who are the true Ahlullah, who are those that can be regarded as the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is not muttabi' sunnat, if he cannot implement and cannot practice on the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he's very far away from that. Therefore, I think we mentioned it, this is not the topic for today, but however, something that came, that Allah Ta'ala put to mind just a little before coming here. We will speak on that, and if Allah Ta'ala gives the opportunity, we will speak on whatever we're supposed to have spoken on. But however, these ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, these types of people, the outstanding feature in them is the adherence to the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what we call ittiba'i sunnat. And that is why I think I mentioned it once also, that my late ustad, Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, a great buzrug and a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, once again, we didn't appreciate him, we didn't even recognize, at that time we were still youngsters, who would have recognized a person of that caliber? But those that recognized him, of course, they recognized him. Hazrat Hafiz Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, I can remember that those were my study days, and I didn't know anything in Urdu, but because of a little Gujarati background which we had from home, so that probably was the cause of us maybe remembering one or two things. And I remember Hazrat Hafiz Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala used to be extremely simple in everything. As far as he was concerned, even when it came to khatam of the Quran and Majid, for the period of time that I had been there, and even those that were before or thereafter, there was never a time that there was any jalsa that was held for any student that completed Quran and Majid. No jalsa that was held. Generally what used to happen, that on a Friday night like we have now, Thursday night, after Isha Salah, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, we used to sit with the students, and they used to make one circle or a rectangle in the musalla that was there in Mias Farm, and the students used to recite Durood Sharif. One student used to recite, and then the rest used to recite after him, and like that used to have turns in reciting the Durood Sharif. And if there was any student that needed to make completion or needed to make khatam of the Quran and Majid, then in that majlis, As Hafiz Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala used to make the students complete the Quran in Majid, that used to be the khatam of the Quran in Majid. Was no jalsa, no calling anyone from outside, no advertisement, absolutely nothing. This was the simple way in which he conducted himself and in which he conducted the khatam of the Quran in Majid. Yes, after that, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib rahimahullah alayhi used to make dua. And especially on the 27th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he was one that always had the Quran al-Majid completed in the Taraweeh Salah on the 27th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak and gave it a lot of importance. And Hazrat Hafiz Sahib rahmatullah alayh, after the Taraweeh, normally it used to be his habit that he was an ashiq of the Quran al-Majid. He wouldn't go home after the Isha, after the Taraweeh Salah. He used to sit and then allow the students to make some mashq and practice on salah, in other words, reciting salah, reading half of page to see that the recitation is correct, the ruku and sajda is correct, practicing for Taraweeh itself, those students that were not performing Taraweeh. However, on the 27th night, I can remember whether it was that particular night or on some night when some student completed the Quran in Majid, when Hafiz Sahib rahmatullah alayh began making his dua, and he was once again a wali of Allah Ta'ala. But when he came to this particular dua, he just burst out crying. And he just said, Ya Allah, and these words still ring in my ears. Although at that time I didn't understand Urdu, I didn't know Urdu, but those words still ring in my ears up to this day. Because Hafiz Sahib rahmatullah alayhi is crying and saying, Ya Allah, ittiba'e sunnate kamil nasib farma. Ittiba'e sunnate kamil nasib farma. Oh Allah, give us complete ittiba of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, every step of mine must be the line of my beloved. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. If you want to go, if you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to meet your beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the way? There's only one way. Our Shaykh al-Shaykh Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi mentions, Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. If you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we've got only one path, and that is Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. If we want our destination to be the place of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jannat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, then naqsh-e qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Follow the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is where you will reach. And naqsh-e qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. If you want to become the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the path of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Majid, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you want the love and the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, which we all are desirous of, then we want to become the close, the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. But whether we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His creation. That is why we find that in spite of us being disobedient to Allah ta'ala, in spite of us breaking the commands of Allah ta'ala, in spite of us openly breaking and showing disregard to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish us? I was reading one riwayat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we come to know the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. Yes, we don't have that love for our Creator, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. It is mentioned in a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when a person, and this Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has quoted this in his kitab, in this hadith sharif, and he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person commits a guna on a certain point, at a certain place, then we know that the guna is recorded. We know when a person does a good deed, then it's recorded. When a person makes an intention of a good deed, the intention is recorded. And when the person carries out the amal, then the amal is also recorded. He gets reward for his niyat and then for the action itself. But when it comes to our evil actions, if you were looking at justice, then that would have demanded that just as on the one hand, upon making the niyat of good deed and a good action, a thawab is written down. Similarly, it should have been that when a person makes an intention to engage in a bad action, that guna should be written. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The malaika, those that record the evil deeds of this person, are not ordered to write down that action or that evil or that misdeed or that sin immediately. And beyond this, you know, it gives us so much of consolation, so much of consolation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that after the person has committed the guna, a person has made intention of guna, the guna is not written. A person committed the guna, he committed the crime. Even after that, in this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we inform, where are we going to bring another merciful Allah like this? Where are we going to bring and find another compassionate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that for some sa'at, for some few moments, that farishta does not write down that evil deed. For a few moments that farishta still waits. If this person makes tawbah on that same spot immediately after committing that guna is not written if he makes tawbah immediately. Now look at the compassion, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, if we still cannot have our sins forgiven, then who is to blame? It is ourselves. Now here a person is committing the crime, is committing the guna, and then too, my Allah says, listen, he's ordering the farishta that don't write his guna now. Give him a few moments, let him make tawbah. Let him turn to Allah Ta'ala. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of his sins. And if the person makes sincere tawbah there and then that guna, that sin is not even recorded. Therefore, our Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali mentions that when a person commits a guna on a certain spot, this we mentioned earlier as well, and on another occasion or maybe few occasions, that on the same earth, on the same spot, also make istighfar. And Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali used to mention that the purpose for this is this, that where on the day of Qiyamah, this piece of earth will give testimony and be witness that this person, oh my Allah, he created or he committed this gunah on me. And the same token on the other hand, that piece of earth will say also that Ya Allah, he also made istighfar on me. So it will become equal. So therefore, this is istighfar. This is the Allah that we have. This is the merciful Allah. This is the compassionate Allah that we have. However, coming back to the incident that we were going to be discussing, and we went off very far, that the Allah Walas, who are the Allah Walas? Just to give us a glimpse of who and how an Allah Wala is judged by the Allah Walas. We probably may have mentioned this on another occasion as well, that a person is told that there's some wali of Allah somewhere in the jungles. So he goes to meet this person and he sees this person is not there. But however, he is told that this person was here a short while ago, but now he is gone. He had performed his salah on the ground, on the earth. So he said, okay, where's the place where this person performed his salah? So he went to that place and began observing and looking at the ground itself. And he observed the place where this person who had performed his salah, who was probably known as someone that the wali of Allah Ta'ala, where he had performed his salah, he went and observed that place. And when he saw the fingerprints on the place of sajda, he observed that there was, the fingerprints were such that there were gaps between the fingers. That was the impression. So he said that this person, now look at how they gauged the wali of Allah Ta'ala. He said this person cannot be the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Why? Because his sajda is not in accordance to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that when you go in sajda, your fingers should be together. So the impression should have been like that. But now I see that this is not the wali of Allah Ta'ala. This is how they gauge the wali of Allah Ta'ala according to the ittiba'i sunnah. So however, these were the types of wali's that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with. However, on this particular occasion, we were seated in the masjid, and it was an occasion just as we are right now, hearing all whatever is going on around us. And my Ustad Rahmatullah Ali had to walk in. And as he walked in, all this commotion was carrying on. And the words that he uttered is what we read after the khutbah, and that was my Hazrat Ustad rahimahullah ta'ala recited this. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada. That all praise to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with this beautiful deen of iman. Now sometimes when we see and we observe these types of things, then we make a mock of these people. At that time it is not an occasion to make a mock of anyone and think of ourselves to be better than anyone else, but rather at that time turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr to Allah ta'ala that Ya Allah, what a beautiful deen you have given me. Oh Allah, this is not how you have taught us to have our happy occasions, or when it is occasion of Eid or with occasion of other happy occasions in a Muslim's life. This is not how we conduct ourselves. But Ya Allah, rather what happens to us is when there's an occasion of happiness, then on that particular day there's one extra namaz that is given to us. On the day of Eid, on normal days there's 5 salah. On the day of Eid you've got an extra wajib salah, and that is the salah of Eid. On the day of Eidul Adha it's a happy occasion, but on that happy occasion there's an extra salah of Eidul Adha that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there's an occasion of happiness, then we make more sajda to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not how we celebrate, and this is not how we show our happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a beautiful deen. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. And do not ascribe these things or say that, you know, we are better than these people, because remember, wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. We would not have got hidayat if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't wish and desire hidayat. It is just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with hidayat. Otherwise, Allah knows best where we would have it be. Never think low of anybody. And also for my young friends, I would say that when we see these things, then because we are young, sometimes we are prompted to go and see these things. So where on the one hand, we don't think low of anybody, but at the same time, these types of fitnas do not become victims of this. Do not go and observe these things, and sometimes we are carried away by what we see. And sometimes, unfortunately, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, we pass such comments that are that can be very, very dangerous as far as these types of things are concerned, where sometimes we praise these types of things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from both these things. One is that not to think anything of ourselves. Turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and also seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection, and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And don't ever think ourselves to be better than anyone else. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second, do not become involved in these fitnas. If we're hearing, or if we can see, or if our gaze just went suddenly on something, we just came out, immediately put the gaze down. Don't look at these things. Don't look at these things. And to those friends of ours that are in businesses, let us listen very, very carefully. Let us listen very, very carefully. And we should pass this message on, that on these types of occasions, sometimes we get newsletters and you get newspapers that are coming out. And we as Muslim businessmen participate in congratulating these people on the occasions of this nature. Remember, this is not part of our deen. It is very, very dangerous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, you know, congratulating them that happy so and so, happy this occasion and happy that occasion. We should not be participating in these types of things. Pass this message around. This is playing with the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It is an extremely dangerous thing. Let us not participate in these things. If our friends or any of our associates are engaging in these types of things with a lot of wisdom and hikmat and muhabbat and affection, tell them, listen, this is not we should. Whether this then eventually has an impact on our relationship with them, when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the raziq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one that gives this. It is not my relationship with this person, that how good a relationship I keep with him. If I'm not going to congratulate him on his happy occasion, he's not going to be giving me business. Or if you're not going to congratulate our staff or those that come and purchase from us, if you're not going to be congratulating them, then they will not come and support us. Remember, these are tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. It is not these people that give us our risk. Our rizq, rizqu maqsoom. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. It is distributed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is how we want it. If this is how we want it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to us that way. But if we have that yaqeen and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no, when it comes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no compromise. There is no la a'budu ma ta'budun wa la antum a'abiduna ma a'bud, as we are told in the Quran and Majid, that one day we will worship your deities, and the other day, after that, you will worship ours. There is no compromise as far as deen is concerned. When it comes to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will stick by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is where lies our success in this world, in dunya and in the akhirah. If you want happiness, if you want peace, if you want comfort, then that is where it lies. It lies in ittiba'i sunnat. It lies in obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all these types of fitnas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our gazes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our ears. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our minds and thoughts. Sometimes we as young children sometimes think that how nice if I had one fire work like that in my hand, and I should. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. May Allah just think these things to be filth. Would a person like to take filth in his hand? That is what we should think. That is how we should be conditioning ourselves. So be very, very far away from these types of thoughts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a beautiful deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a beautiful Quran and Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such beautiful sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much of halal and so much of permissible things that we can do, we can eat, we can drink, we can see, we can hear. Why go for these little things that are filthy and that are there to destroy our iman, that are there to destroy our zahir, and that are there to destroy our batin? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us correct understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us away from these types of fitnas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from any type of pride also. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیاد مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں
Look at these people, what types of people they were, what type of تعلق they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected from sins, kept them away from sins. But yet they think of themselves to be so low. Today Allah ta'ala gives us a little tawfiq to do some good a'mal, to do some good actions, then we think that we are the most pious. Or when we are confronted with these types of situations where we see and observe these things around us, then we think of ourselves to be better than this. He says, رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. Oh Allah, on this route, everyone is on a conveyance, but I am still on the floor. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے. Oh Allah, in your garden, everyone is a rose, but if there is a thorn, it is me. Now this is how they humble themselves before the Creator.
مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو، بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں، رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر، بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ، تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، واللہ یو نو ہاؤ فلتھی ڈرٹی از مائی انسائڈ امپیور ناپا، تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، وین سم ٹائمز دا پرائڈ اوور ٹیکس اس اور وی تھنک دیٹ دین فور دو آل دو انڈر نارمل سرکمسٹانسز وی ڈونٹ وی ٹرائی ٹو اوائڈ تھنکنگ آف دا گناز دیٹ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ ان دا پاسٹ فور فیئر آف سم ٹائمز، ون از دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ ہیز فور گیون دوز گناز آفٹر سنسیئر توبہ، and also for this fear that sometimes just by thinking about it can become a deception of shaitan and a trap, that where a person starts deriving some type of pleasure from past sins and past gunas and it becomes a means of him getting involved in the same guna again. So in the normal circumstances we don't think, but sometimes if that thought comes that who I am and Allah Ta'ala has given me this tawfiq to do this and that, and suddenly that pride comes into the heart and contemplate on our past, that what darkness there has been in my life and from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought me. If whatever I am doing now, it is all, if it wasn't the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it wasn't the assistance of Allah ta'ala, I wouldn't have been able to be here. Sometimes when we have been involved and engaged in some type of sin in the past, and Allah ta'ala has taken us out of that sin, now when we see someone in that same sin, then we begin passing comments about this person and we have different types of feelings and thoughts about this person. What a dirty and filthy person, he's like this and he is like that. Now this is incorrect. So therefore, under normal circumstances, we don't think of our past. But when this type of pride and these types of thoughts start troubling us, then think that who am I? That is why that one youngster that was a prince, or they were very wealthy. So he asked, he was going by and there was some beggar that was near around there. So he didn't pay much attention to this youngster that was going. So he said, you know who I am? He says, yes, I know very well who you are. That awwaluka nutfatun, that your initial is this, that you have been an impure drop of water. And your end, wa akhiruka jifa, that your end is going to be a corpse. You'll be placed in the grave. And then what's going to happen to you? You will find all this hasharatul ard and all these insects and everything else, they will eat your body up. And if you want to know who you are, then see what you are carrying in your stomach, that is what you are. So pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. Always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us humble. Tujhe tu maloom hai ilahi, بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے روا روا بال بال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے مآل میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری This is what my Shaykh Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that these awliya Allah, after being obedient to Allah Ta'ala, after making ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, after showing their appreciation to Allah Ta'ala, they still cry. Now what Hazrat is saying here, Hazrat Khaja Sahib, Badi mein guzri hai umr sari. Oh Allah, all my life has been spent in your disobedience. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari. To nasib tawfiq nek abho. Oh Allah, now you give me the tawfiq of engaging in good actions and amal. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari nasib tawfiq nek abho rahu mein mashghool zikr o taat bas ab yahi shughl roz shab ho har dam karu mein ae mere bari Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ. اللہ 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 ایچ شیرین است نام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام. اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء وسید المرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. الحمد للہ الذی ہدانا لہذا وما کنا لنہتدی لولا ان ہدانا اللہ. الحمد للہ الذی ہدانا لہذا وما کنا لنہتدی لولا ان ہدانا اللہ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمته ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله O most loving, caring, compassionate Allah. O most tolerant Allah. O most forgiving Allah. O most merciful Allah. O most conceding Allah. O most beautiful Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, you gave the tawfiq to take your beautiful name, my Kareem Allah. Your pak and pure name, Ya Allah, you gave the tawfiq to this, Ya Allah, napak and impure tongue. O my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, accept the dhikr that has been made. O my Kareem Allah, make this a means of your closeness. O my Kareem Allah, via the dhikr, Ya Allah, place in our hearts your muhabbat and your love and your ishq and the ishq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Allah, you give us the tawfiq to constantly remember you. O my Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq of engaging in kathrati dhikr. O my Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq to engage in abundant of dhikr. O my Kareem Allah, let our eyes be engaged in your dhikr. O my Kareem Allah, let our ears be engaged in your dhikr. O my Kareem Allah, let our tongues be engaged in your dhikr. O my Kareem Allah, let our hands and feet be engaged in your dhikr. Let our minds and hearts be engaged in your dhikr. Let our eyes not see that which displeases you. Let our ears not hear that which displeases you. Let our hands and feet not engage in those actions that invite your wrath. wrath, my Kareem Allah. Let our minds and hearts not think and fantasize about that haram, my Kareem Allah, that displeases you. Oh, my Kareem Allah, how merciful you are. Ya Allah, in spite of us having committed so many sins, my Kareem Allah, night and day we have committed sins. Oh my Kareem Allah, we have abused your ni'mat. Oh my Kareem Allah, had there been another Allah, he would have destroyed us dead. Then my Kareem Allah, he would have ordered the earth to swallow us. But oh my Kareem Allah, how merciful you are. Ya Kareem Allah, how forgiving you are. How loving, caring and compassionate you are. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us the tawfiq to appreciate your ni'mats and your bounties and your favors. Oh my Kareem Allah, we acknowledge that we use your given ni'mats and bounties and favors to be disobedient to you, my Kareem Allah. Through your infinite grace and mercy, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day, and forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are the weakest of your creations, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, hum gunahgar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum badkar hai, siyahkar hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai, tujhe chhod kar ke hum gande jaye kaha. Ya Kareem Allah, we cannot leave you and go anywhere. We know we are sinful, we are dirty, we are filthy, we are impure, we are napak, we are everything but my Kareem Allah. We are your servants, we are your slaves, we are your creation, my Kareem Allah. We cannot leave you and go anywhere. There is no other door for us. Ya Allah, we turn east, west, Ya Allah, we see front or we turn back, my Kareem Allah. Above or beneath that, this is all your earth, and Ya Allah, everything belongs to you. There is nowhere we can escape and we can go to. My Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive the sins of our family members. Forgive the sins of our children. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our near and dear ones. Forgive the sins of those that show us Muhammad. Forgive the sins of their families, my Kareem Allah. Forgive the sins of, Ya Allah, those that have Muhammad for us. Forgive the sins of the entire Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Forgive the sins of those that are living. And Ya Kareem Allah, those that are gone from this world. Ya Kareem Allah, those that are gone from this world, from the Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And especially those that are caught up in the Azab of the Qabr. Ya Kareem Allah, make the decision this evening and tonight to forgive them, my Kareem Allah. If you forgave them, my Kareem Allah, you will become happy. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become happy. They will become happy. Oh my Kareem Allah, make that decision. It is not difficult for you. Oh my Kareem Allah, you do not have to consult anyone when you want to forgive. Ya Allah, it is your decision. Ya Allah, and your decision is kun fayakun. Ya Allah, you decide and it happens. Oh my Kareem Allah, we cannot tolerate a little flame of this world, my Kareem Allah. A little flame of a candle, my Kareem Allah, we cannot tolerate. Ya Kareem Allah, who can tolerate your adab and your punishment? Ya Kareem Allah, save us from the torments of the akhirah. Save us from the adab of the qabr. Ya Allah, those that are lying in the qabr. Ya Kareem Allah, unki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, unki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, qabr ke adab ko dur farma de. Ya Kareem Allah, those that are lying in the qabr. Ya Allah, make the qabr, Ya Allah, full of nur. Make the qabr a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Oh my Kareem Allah, especially those of us who have lost one or both of our parents. Ya Kareem Allah, fill the qabrs with noor. Grant them the highest of ranks in the akhirah. You become happy and pleased with them. Oh my Kareem Allah, make us a sadqah-e jariyah for them. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us a tawfiq to engage in those amal that are pleasing to you. Save us from pride and arrogance. If you give the tawfiq to engage in any good amal, it is your ihsan, it is your favor. Ya Kareem Allah, this iman that we have, it is not on our own. It is your choice, my Kareem Allah. You have blessed us with iman. We haven't taken it on our own. Oh my Kareem Allah, it is your ihsan and favor on us. Oh my Kareem Allah, save us from pride and arrogance. Oh my Kareem Allah, Let us not think of ourselves to be better than anyone else. Oh my Kareem Allah, we do not know when you give hidayah to whom. Ya Allah, you can give hidayah to whomsoever. You have given hidayah to your enemies, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be proud and arrogant about ourselves. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless us with humility. Bless us with tawadu. Oh my Kareem Allah, make us humble, my Kareem Allah. Make us humble, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, whatever little that you give the tawfiq to do, accept it in your court. Oh my Kareem Allah, do not reject it. Oh my Kareem Allah, we know it is not worthy of presentation in your court, but Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, through your ihsan and favor, my Kareem Allah, accept our broken amal, accept the broken amal that you give the tawfiq to do. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, change the condition of our dead hearts, bring our hearts back to life. Oh my Kareem Allah, unite our hearts, remove our differences. Oh my Kareem Allah, those that are sick and ailing, my Kareem Allah, you bless them with shifa kamil ajil mustamir. Those that are in hospitals, those that are in clinics, those that are on beds, my Kareem Allah, those that are suffering from sicknesses like cancer and other such sicknesses, those that are undergoing operations, and those that have requested for du'as. Oh my Kareem Allah, those little children that are lying in hospitals, whose parents cannot see the suffering, whose parents cannot see the pain. Ya Allah, those parents who are in hospitals or on beds, and oh my Kareem Allah, their children cannot see the pain and the suffering of the parents. Oh my Kareem Allah, you through infinite grace and mercy, send down your order of shifa direct to the sickness, my Kareem Allah. The sickness is under your direct command, my Kareem Allah. The sickness cannot remain if you order it to leave. Oh my Kareem Allah, sickness comes by your command and it leaves by your command. Give us that yaqeen, oh my Kareem Allah, that sickness will leave by your command. It will not leave through medication. It will not leave through operations. Oh my Kareem Allah, it will leave by your command. It comes by your command and it leaves by your command. Ya Kareem Allah, send down, Ya Allah, your hukum of shifa direct to the sickness. Ya Allah, bless the sick with shifa kamil ajil mustamir. Ya Allah, jo pareshan hal hai, unki pareshani ko dur farma de. Ya Allah, those that are grief stricken, Ya Allah, remove the grief. Those that are experiencing anxiety and depression, my Kareem Allah, you change the condition to one of happiness and joy. My Kareem Allah, those that are experiencing financial difficulties, bless everyone with sufficient halal risk. Oh my Kareem Allah, those that are experiencing other types of difficulties and problems in the life, remove those problems. Ya Allah, those that have got, Ya Allah, problems in the businesses or in the families, oh my Kareem Allah, wherever the problems are, the entire problems of the entire ummah of the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, you remove the problems of the ummah of the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, make us obedient to your commands. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, bless us with all that good that Janab Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has begged of you. Ya Allah, and grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has asked for protection from. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa nabiyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Bi rahmatika.